Afro IP.
I work mainly in copyright law. I'm currently based in Washington, D.C. in the United States. My work involves a lot of collaboration with a number of countries across Africa.
So what is the status of COVID-19 in your region and the effect it's had in IP?
So where I am in the capital in the U.S., it's had a pretty big effect. We've been on mandatory telework for my employer for 2 full weeks now. And a lot of other employers in the region have been moving to that. Our mayor put in a lockdown other than essential businesses that went into effect sometime earlier this week, although most of the businesses were already closed. We've had the prohibitions on public gatherings and such for several weeks. Our churches have been closed for quite a while on that, and any general public assembly places. In terms of IP, for my work in particularly, it's mainly been affecting how we collaborate or how we connect with each other. We've been doing a lot more virtually, a lot more video meetings and teleconference meetings. And in some cases, it's meant a bit of waiting while the people that we're working with are sorting out how they're able to work without being in the same place.
What are you doing, and how are you experiencing the lockdown that you're currently experiencing, and how are you coping?
I generally travel a lot, so I'm missing that the most, not being able to leave town, really. But other than that, it's not too hard. My daily work is the same. It's just done in a different location, being at home rather than the office. And my family and the people that I'm closest to already live very far away from me. So in general, we would be communicating via things like WhatsApp and other video platforms anyway. Now we just kind of have the opportunity to do it more often because nobody's out rushing around anywhere. So in that respect, it's been a bit of a bonus.
Do you find you're missing out on... Is face-to-face time that you're not getting at the moment valuable, or is it sort of, are you coping via digital communications?
I think I've been surprised that it hasn't felt like I'm missing the face-to-face. That's probably what I was worried about most when we were sent home from work. The digital video does more than I expected it to.
Your thoughts and concerns generally about COVID and how it affects... Well, all industries really, but IP in particular, perhaps?
It's a tough question to answer because when I think about IP industries, because I work in copyright, I tend to think most about the creative industries. And the creative industries that I tend to follow most and be most interested in are the music industries. And so I've been thinking most about how it's going to affect the products and the ability for people to be releasing new works and developing new copyrighted content in the music sphere, because unlike writing or some of the other ones where you can do the different pieces remotely, at least in a studio setting, you have to have more than one person there at a time. And so I'm really curious to see what we're going to get a few months down the line in terms of output. I think what we're going to see is innovation in how people collaborate. And I'm particularly interested to see for Africa and the creative industries, how this changes the value of different distribution models in a situation and in cultures where what has really been the lifeblood for most musicians has been their live performances. That's cut out. Many of the countries have been poised to take advantage of digital distribution systems. Many of the countries have been working on updating their copyright laws for that purpose or in general, but which will allow that. And so I'm really curious to see how it's going to play out and if we will see a shift in terms of music consumption and how that will work in terms of actually affecting the livelihood of the musicians.
And then lastly, just have you got any practical tips or suggestions on how to make it through these lockdown periods? And you've already mentioned the online communication, but any way of making life and business easier as we go through these couple of months?
I think the most important thing is staying calm, but I feel like here, at least my friends that I talk to across the continent have a leg up on Americans because they're pretty good at staying calm when things look crazy. Here, people have bought out all of the toilet tissue, which none of us understand. Of all the things you're worried about. But I think staying calm, remembering that everybody's dealing with the same thing. And so I found that people reaching out is nice. Phone calls, letters, things like that, even if you don't have the video communication, just whatever ways of communicating you do have, passing a message along. But also remembering that for a lot of people, the world hasn't just stopped. It's just operating differently.
And that's really it. Is there any other thing you'd like to mention or say, or any other thing that you've experienced?
I found my favorite thing is, since at least here we're all working from home, so it doesn't matter what you wear. A lot of my colleagues have decided that means they'll just wear pajamas all the time. But I think if it doesn't matter what you wear, it's a good excuse to dress like a princess every day.
Okay, but that's it. Thank you very, very much for your time. I realize it's a Saturday. Keep healthy and stay safe, and we'll hopefully catch up again.
Thank you. Sounds good.
Afro IP.